This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Steven from Renton is. Steven, are you there?
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Steven has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Letters that aren't vowels are called what?
They are called consonants.
Yes. Which class of animals can live both on land and in water?
Amphibious.
Yes. A standard piano has 88 keys. 52 are white, so how many are black?
36.
Yes. The reality show Love is Blind is on what streaming site?
Love is Blind. Netflix?
Yes. The South Pole is located on what continent?
South Pole is in Antarctica.
Yes. Fluffy is a three-headed dog from what movie?
From what movie? Pass.
Who won Album of the Year at the most recent Grammys?
Pass.
What civil rights leader's birthday was signed into law as a federal holiday in 1983?
Martin Luther King?
Yes. Which planet spins the fastest in the solar system?
That'd be Uranus, Sarah.
No.
Venus.
No.
Mercury.
No. Steven, you got 6 correct, though.
I was impressed.
That's a pretty good score. I have faith. Recently, I haven't had a lot of faith in a lot of listeners, so. Steven, come on. Beat Steve. Maybe Steve is off today.
Steven versus Steve.
I know, I like it. Steven's like fancy Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steven's more classy.
Is it with a PH?
No, a V.
Oh, my man.
Yeah.
Keeping it real.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
I don't know why it's fake if you do PH, but for me it is.
I feel that, though.
Stephen.
Yeah, it's very unnecessary. Letters that aren't vowels are called what?
Consonants.
Yes. Which class of animals can live both on land and in water?
Turtles.
No.
Frogs. No. Amphibians.
Yes. A standard piano has 88 keys. 52 are white, so how many are black?
36.
Yes. The reality show Love is Blind is on what streaming site?
Oh, crap, you keep talking about this show.
I do.
Netflix?
It is. The South Pole is located on what continent?
That would be North America.
No.
Antarctica.
Yes. Fluffy is a three-headed dog from what movie?
Star Wars.
No.
Moana.
No.
Shrek.
No. Who won Album of the Year at the most recent Grammys?
Oh, crap. Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Okay.
What civil rights leader's birthday was signed into law as a federal holiday in 1983?
Martin Luther King Jr.
Yes. Which planet spins the fastest in the solar system?
Oh, definitely Uranus, Sarah.
No.
Mercury?
No.
Pluto?
No.
I guess Pluto. That was a dumb guess.
It doesn't matter, though, because you got 7 correct, which is a win, barely.
Let's go.
Steven, I'm so sorry.
It was Swift.
You knew it?
Oh, we lost him.
You knew it was Swift.
He knew it in his heart.
He should have just guessed that. Another one bites the dust. Wow. I really have faith in Steven.
Well, you should have removed the end. And then faith in Steve.
Danny, Fluffy is a 3-headed dog from what movie?
Harry Potter, of course.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I would have guessed like at least 37, maybe 40 more movies before I even got to Harry Potter.
Your wife would be so disappointed, Steve.
Add that to the list.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a new report out on the world's most stressful tourist traps.
Okay.
It looked at over 80 popular tourist destinations and analyzed the visitor reviews. So it's looking for words that are maybe a negative association.
Like worst place ever.
Overrated.
Okay.
Tourist trap. Underwhelming.
And I'm not a big tourist guy. We've talked about that before. Like, I don't get... Whenever we're on a vacation, my wife's like, oh, should we go check out, insert whatever the big tourist attraction is? I'm like, I don't care. Like, the idea of just going somewhere and waiting in line to just see something doesn't, like, I can just find it on the internet. I know I sound like such a weirdo, but I just have never really cared about tourist attractions. But the weird part is the number one most stressful tourist attraction I've been to so many damn times.
And it is Times Square.
I did because I grew up in New York, and lots of times, especially like when I bring my wife back for the first few times, we'd have to make it a point. Like, that's where you start. You stop at Times Square and then just kind of figure it out from there. Walk wherever, go wherever. But that's a good, easy spot to begin with. But I don't disagree. It sucks.
What?
Did you ever go
there
for
so many times? And I want to go back every time I go to New York. I love it so much.
What do you love about it?
The lights, the people, the action. You just feel special.
I like one of the three that you said. I do like the lights. It's pretty cool. But there's too many people. There's people trying to sell you everything from like their rap record to some kind of boat tour. It's just like, it's too much.
Is there like street performers and stuff like that too?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got the naked guy that plays the guitar.
I'll go for that.
The more I talk about it, I kind of do like that.
See, it gets better and better when you talk about it.
Have either of you ever done like New Year's Eve there and done
Hell
the fireworks thing?
No.
Because I've heard that people wear adult diapers and sit out there for it.
Yeah, once you got your spot, you don't want to lose
it.
And you're freezing.
I want to do that so bad. I want to do that, and I want to go to the Macy's Day Parade. The problem is no one wants to go with me. And I don't want to go alone.
Yeah, don't look at me. I don't want to go do that.
Yeah, no one does. I'll wear a diaper to be able to go to New Year's in Times Square.
Prove it. Wear a diaper right now.
Right now.
Sarah's new solo mission.
Dude, I'm looking at some of the reviews because I was curious. Like you said, it's based on reviews, and some of the reviews are pretty funny. Like one person wrote, it's not even shaped like a square. It's actually a triangle. What a waste of time. Not even sure if there's a clock to tell time.
Wow.
I think they're joking, but this one might be a little bit more serious. It's dirty, it's crowded, it's touristy, it's expensive, it stank like urine. I saw 2 dead rats on the sidewalk, full of homeless people and cops, didn't feel very safe, even despite the visible police protection, stayed in a nearby hotel to get the New York City experience, and I'll never stay here again.
Yeah. The world's most stressful tourist trap is Times Square.
The Daily Migs Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
McDonald's is offering a new McFlurry, and they are calling it the Grandma McFlurry because it is inspired by grandmas everywhere.
Okay, this could go down a really dark road, but I'm assuming it's not gonna because it's an actual thing.
It's a limited time offering,
okay,
the Grandma McFlurry, and it combines delicious syrup and crunchy candy pieces with vanilla soft serve. So someone went onto TikTok to get a little review of the new Grandma McFlurry, and this is what it sounds like.
It does taste like something grandma would have. It kind of reminds me of the little grandma candies, but better because those aren't good.
I didn't expect it to be so crunchy, but I really like it.
I don't really like caramel, so I wasn't sure what to expect, but it's better than I thought.
I'm still an M&M McFlurry girl, though.
Tastes like I put a spoon into my grandma's purse and ate it.
Somebody needs to talk to that guy. Maybe the authorities. I'm not positive.
Phrasing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm reading, so it tastes kind of, I don't know, maybe they can't say Werther's, but they taste kind of like the Werther's candy. Maybe they're not in cahoots with Werther's, so they just kind of make it sound like grandma candy, but I figured that's what it was.
So
I love Werther's.
Butterscotch.
They also do the caramel. Yeah, the caramel Werther's. Dude, those are my jam.
Do you keep those in?
I used to, for you know what, now I'm going to swing by Target and get myself a bag. There was a while where I had a bag of Werther's in my car at all times.
My grandma always had Werther's.
They're so delicious.
It's a staple.
No one else likes them?
They are the best.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
I was a little nervous about what you were about to say.
No, have you ever tried the espresso ones too?
Like, no.
They're like the Werther's toffee, but they have like little strips of espresso in it, so it's a little coffee flavor.
I'm in for trying this McFlurry, though. That sounds awesome.
I'm not going to knock it till I try it.
I do have a question then. Because you know me, I love my Mount Rushmores.
Here we go.
And I contend that the McFlurry... I mean, I'm an Oreo McFlurry guy, but there's other flavors that people like. Obviously, that lady said the M&M. I believe that the McFlurry is definitely in the Mount Rushmore of fast food desserts.
Mm-hmm. Mm. More so than the Blizzard, which it totally ripped off.
Well, there's four spots, so two of them could go. One could go to the Blizzard, and one could go to the McFlurry, if you ask me.
If we only have four spots, there's only one space for a blended candy ice cream treat.
Ooh.
What?
Some fighting words.
I don't know.
Well, what else are we going to put on it?
Well, I would give, I'm not, no offense to the McFlurry, but I think I'm going to give it to the, I would give it to the Blizzard over the McFlurry.
Dude, sometimes the copier is better than the original.
You think so?
Bluey.
Okay, well, here's this.
Bluey's a ripoff of Peppa Pig, and Bluey's better.
A lot of people
Hot
would
take.
Agree with that. So, okay, let's do this. We're going to put the McFlurry on.
Okay.
I'm going to pick a different DQ treat.
Ooh.
I'm going to pick.
You're going to go with the parfait?
No, I was going to go with, I don't even, do they still do the Dilly Bar? Do you remember the Dilly Bar back in the day?
Well, how can you argue for something that you don't even know even exists?
I don't know if it's still, but we're talking Mount Rushmore of ever.
Why don't you go with the chocolate dip cone?
Oh, I do love the chocolate dip cone,
because that's
too.
Basically a Dilly Bar, but with
the
soft
cone.
Serve.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah.
All right, Danny, what are you putting in the fast food Mount Rushmore of desserts?
Yeah, honestly.
Nobody better say the apple pie. That's just silly. Okay. It's not bad. It just doesn't. Wow. Struck a nerve with T-Dog over here.
Apparently. I'm just going to go with the simple vanilla cone from Dairy Queen.
Oh, okay.
Saucer. I don't like the chocolate. I don't like the cherry necessarily. But anytime that I want like something, just a little treat for myself, I just go get the plain. I mean, it's a me and Lily thing too, because she just loves the vanilla. So we've done it since she was little.
See, I was always a sucker for the vanilla cone over at Burger King.
Ooh.
Do they have a good soft serve?
Yes.
Oh.
Although I think McDonald's might have the best soft serve when their machine works. All right, Sarah.
Well, I was going to choose the Blizzard, but I feel like I can't because Taryn got so upset about it.
This is not Taryn's Mount Rushmore. You know, all four of the guys on Mount Rushmore are presidents. They're allowed to have four presidents on the Mount Rushmore.
Overlapping.
Yeah, you can have two things that are kind of the same, but from different places.
I will say, and it is limited time, though, but I, this past St. Patrick's, they got the Shamrock Shake.
Ooh.
Oh, if you like mint, it is phenomenal.
Never had the Shamrock Shake.
Never?
No.
I never have either.
How do you feel about mint? Because I know a lot of, some people hate the whole mint combo, mint and chocolate combo.
I'm not a huge fan of it. I would try it, but it's not, doesn't scratch my itch.
Wait, do you not like Andy's mints? Or like Peppermint Patty?
I mean, I would eat one if it was the only option available to me, but I would prefer something else.
Oh, so if you're like starving on an island and the only food that was available, that's what you're going with.
Yes.
Thank you.
See, I love that flavor.
I'm good with that too.
Okay, there's something I think we've overlooked that we might need to put on it though. What about the Frosty from Wendy's?
I was about to say the Frosty does definitely deserve some recognition.
I haven't gotten a Frosty in so long though.
The Frosty, the chocolate Frosty. Mm. Like, I don't even know why you would get a vanilla one. Like, it's just, and now I lean towards vanilla over chocolate, but the chocolate Frosty's on a whole other level. It's not even chocolate to me. It's like its own thing.
You know what Lily's been really obsessed with recently? And granted, I guess it's not a fast food one, but it's the Dreamsicle. And then I know they do like Dreamsicle flavors like at different places, but yeah, she's been obsessed with the Dreamsicle. The orange and vanilla flavored thing. And I know they had a Blizzard based on that one time too.
I would rock with that.
Yeah.
Someone said the Burger King Hershey Pie via text at 206-803-ROCK.
I don't think I've ever had one of those either.
They are really freaking good.
What is it like?
Oh. I mean, it's like a little Hershey chocolate pie kind of a thing.
Like, does it have like a...
I'll pull
like
up
a whipped cream on it.
Yeah, like, it's like a kind of like a creamy. I don't know. I didn't make them. It's been years since I've had one, but I remember it was really good.
It has a fudge drizzle.
Ooh.
With real Hershey's chocolate chips.
I like the way you say it, Sarah. I know this.
Hershey's Sunday pie.
I remember that. I totally remember that.
Yeah, it's really freaking good.
Steve, what was the thing that you always used to argue for? Or maybe it wasn't you, but from Arby's,
the Jamocha Shake.
Yeah.
That is really freaking good, too.
He just got really excited.
But based on Taryn Daly's whole, like, energy over here, I feel like I would go with the Wendy's Frosty before I went with the Jamocha Shake from Arby's. Can't have two chocolate delicious cold things on the same list, after all.
I've never had the Jamocha Shake, so I will not
you
knock it till I try it. I will.
One.
There's one off the same exit I live off of. I've never been to it.
Have you ever been to an Arby's?
Like twice, maybe in my life. There was one near in Colfax outside of Pullman, and so sometimes on the way home from college, we'd stop there. But I literally think I went there twice. But I'm going to try the Jamocha Shake. I am.
I've seen a lot of people and are all about like trying to like put some respect on the name of Arby's. It's actually very underrated how good their stuff is there.
Well, I need to give it another shot, for sure.
So it's like, I want ice cream now. Thanks, guys.
It's okay to have ice cream for breakfast.
Thanks, actually. You guys need to stop talking about ice cream because I want to get it now for breakfast.
Let's go.
The Daily Migs Show.
There's a man from Washington, D.C. His name is John, and he is suing Powerball and the D.C. Lottery for not paying him his money. And how much money you want to know, Steve?
How much?
$340 million in winnings. Because he had the right numbers on their website.
Oh, don't tell me the website was wrong.
The website was incorrect.
Oh.
They posted them by accident.
That would be such a dagger. Like, here you are thinking, I'm so fired up. I just won $340 million, which is what, like $15 million after taxes?
Yeah.
But I still, like, that's a lot of money. And then you find out it's just a screw up. I'd be like, well, who's to say that's the screw up? What if the other thing's the screw up? Like, the website's right. Everything else is wrong. Give me my money.
Well, the fact that he's taking legal action, the fact that he's taking legal action makes perfect sense to me, right?
Yeah, you would think.
I mean,
I can understand where they're coming from, where it was like, hey, it was a little bit of a faux pas on our end, but like, you didn't win the money. We have proof that you didn't win the money, but still, like, I know pain and suffering is maybe not the right term, but like, you really wet my whistle. You should give me at least a few bucks.
That's like, that level of disappointment is something that only that man will know. The rest of us will never know that level of disappointment. Thinking for a moment that not only has this changed the entire trajectory of your life, but also the generations to come after you and your family.
Like, how long did you know you had that money, or you thought you had that money until, like, what if he quit his job? I mean, you'd be an idiot in a sense. Like, you should make sure you have everything's all taken care of before you make these decisions. But what if knee-jerk reaction, he quit his job, he told his whole family, everything's great, and then next thing you know, he's like, hey, about that $340 million, I didn't win any of it.
His name is John Cheeks, and this is him talking about what happened.
Hey, this ticket is no good. Just throw it in the trash can. And I gave him a stern look. I said, in the trash can. Go, oh, yeah, just throw it away. You're not going to get paid. There's a trash can right there.
Okay. It's right there, man. That's what I had me throw it away. John Cheeks, also, you could probably make some money just selling his name to, like, an adult film star. Like, that's a great name.
Cheeks is a great last name.
John Cheeks.
His lawyer talks about it, too.
There is precedent for this. A similar case happened in Iowa where a mistake was admitted to by a contractor and they paid the winnings out.
Now, I did see that this has happened before, but like the winnings were like $15 or $4 or $200 or $500. Like, I don't think there's been a precedent for a $340 million Powerball winner.
What do you think is going to happen?
Oh, that is a great question. I mean, I'm sure the Powerball and the lottery don't care about your emotions. They're not going to be like, oh, we're sorry you got sad for a second. You got excited for a second. But I feel like, how much would make him feel better?
He's more than $4 or $50.
But would like $1,000 be enough to be like,
probably
hey.
Probably not.
We're really sorry. I mean, I would take it. I'd be like, I'm still unhappy, but I'll take your $1,000.
I want to follow this and find out how it shakes out.
What do you think? He's going to get like $1 million? He's not going to get that much money, I don't think, from this.
Well, we'll find out, Rockaholics.
The Daily Migs Show.
Drew Barrymore was on CBS Mornings and shared a great story about how she used to keep a list of the people she has been with.
Okay.
And here she is talking about it.
I made a list. It was back in the day. I did it with paper and pen.
Smart.
I'm the most disorganized person. I lose everything.
Don't say it.
Yep.
Left it on a plane.
I left it at someone's house.
Yeah, not just anybody's house, though.
Well, I was producing a film that Danny DeVito was directing. And so I wrote the list on the back of a set of notes for the film.
Mm-hmm.
So I left it at Danny DeVito's house.
Oh, okay.
So was it just like a random day that she's like, you know, I want to remember who I had sex with and just started writing a list out? I thought for sure this list that I remember hearing about this story before.
Oh, yeah.
And I always just thought the list was like she had like a notepad. And anytime she hooked up with someone, she went over to it the next day and just wrote John from, you know, California, something along those lines. Have you guys ever kept a list?
I mean, just mentally.
Oh.
I never wrote it down.
You never wrote it down? Mm-mm. Yeah, the idea of just keeping a list seems weird to me. Oh. So you kept a list, Danny?
Of course I did.
For what reason?
So, like, I don't know. So
memories.
I could go back and be like, yeah, like, oh, how many am I at?
Yeah.
What's my number?
And what's the hope of, like, what's the end result, though? Like, are you, like, kind of, like, evaluate them? Like, oh, yeah, that one I gave 5 stars to. Did you give stars to them?
I did not give stars to them.
Okay.
No, it was just literally, like, a list of just so that way I could remember and be like, oh, yeah. That happened.
Those were good times.
I remember her. Oh, I almost forgot I had sex with this girl.
Yeah.
That's right. Do you say exactly what you guys did?
No, wow. I did not. No, it's literally just a list of names.
I don't mean like, I mean, because.
What, a novel?
No, like, did you hit a home run?
I did.
Or did she just talk into your microphone?
Right.
Or
I did have two different, you know, lists. I had like
was she working out with a shake weight? I don't know.
Oh, like, my. I feel like your list
was
very
lists.
Elaborate.
I don't have a list.
I had two lists. Mine was home run list and third base list.
Oh, so no like makeout list or anything like that?
No.
The list would be too long.
Oh, yes, exactly.
I think it's so weird you guys have separate lists.
I have no list.
Well, I think it's weird that you don't have any
list. Oh, well, I have a list. I got it right now.
Dude, the minute we were talking.
You have it on your phone?
Absolutely.
The minute we were talking, all of a sudden Sarah pulled out her phone. I'm like, she can't have it on her phone.
Sure
and
do.
You have a Notes app?
I have a Notes app, and it's titled, Those Guys, You Know What I'm Saying.
Does George know that you have this on your phone?
Yes.
Has he looked at it?
I'm pretty sure. I probably knows all of them, to be honest. I mean, doesn't know them personally.
Wow.
But, oh, my God.
Were you
maybe you just have a very tight-knit circle.
No.
We keep it in the family.
No, I mean, I've been very open about my body count because I always, you know.
Body count.
First or second date, that's one of my questions because I'm just curious.
Yeah, that's fair. Me and Lynn have gone over my list as well.
Have you gone over a list with her?
Oh, yeah.
See, we never have this conversation, Sid and I.
Oh.
It's a zero interest. And I don't think there's any interest in her as well. Like, it's just like, whatever. Like, whatever was happening in your past, happened in your past. I'm not, what am I going to, like, anything you say is not going to, like, rattle me. Even if she said she had, like, 17,000, which I know it's not that. But, like, if, like, I would just be like, whatever, you know?
That'd be impressive.
17,000?
Dang, girl.
I had to think of something that seemed a little over the top.
Yeah, I don't
know. If I said, like, 1,500, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't care.
Brad and I never went through, we never, like, named names, but we named, we called out numbers.
Oh. Huh?
Yeah.
Like a we meal? Said, like, number five is up?
Like, we said...
Oh, how many people you've been with?
We've shared our numbers with each other, but we've not shared names.
Yes. I mean, for my list, it's kind of fun.
How many pages is your list there, Sarah? I'm kidding.
You know, it's not that many pages. But it is fun to, like, because I always would put their first name and then put, you know, how I met them or something.
And then the location.
Yeah. So I have, like, a guy from Vegas. I have, you know, a guy, and he was my boss.
Taco truck.
I have a
I do
have one that says the gas station dude. The guy that I met at the gas station.
So you don't even have his name?
I have his first name, but then in parentheses, where I met him.
What's the hope of keeping this list? Like, is it so when you're older, you can look back on all the fun conquests that you had?
Yeah.
Okay. And, like, honestly, they've just forgotten. It's like, oh, yeah. Again, I don't remember.
See,
that
I'm more mad that I didn't keep a list of all the concerts I went to. It'd be fun to look back on what shows I've been. I'm not really thinking about what girl I hooked up with in my 20s. Like, I'm okay with never remembering that person again.
A lot of bad experiences, huh?
Well, I mean, some ups, some downs. Just, you know, none of them have been. Not everyone has been great. I remember in college there was this one girl, and I was about to hook up with her, and I remember being, like, all fired up. I'm like, because I didn't get much action back then. And I'm like, this is going to be great. And she opened up her, like her computer, and she had a Word file, whatever it could have been something else, but like a Word file. And I'm like, what's that? She's like, oh, I just want to make sure I write your name down. And I'm like, what do you mean write my name down? She's like, I keep a list of all the guys I hook up with.
Did you walk out on her?
I did.
No! What?
I did.
But that's so progressive of her.
I mean, at least wait till after we do it. It just threw me off.
The romance was
I was like, huh? Crushed. And she's just like, yeah, I want to make sure. I'm like, do you need, like, my middle name? Do you need my address? Like, what's going on here? It creeped me out that she had a Word file of every name. And I could look at it. And from where I was sitting, it wasn't, like, just a couple names there. Like, it took up the whole screen.
Sure.
So I was like, I didn't want, at that point, I was like, I don't want to be on this list.
I don't want to be another notch on your bedpost.
Well, especially before
I'm out of here.
Before we even did
it. That's what it feels like for, I'm better than this in your Word document.
Yeah.
I have pride.
It's like, I don't know who else has been on this list.
Well, did you ever see her again? Talk to her again?
I mean, in college, yeah. Of course, you did kind of cross paths. But I didn't, like, hook up with her ever.
Mm. Did she ever ask, like...
No, I made it very clear I was leaving because I didn't want to be on your list. She didn't need to ask. I told her.
Oh,
I was like, this is weird. Like, I would have rathered if you waited until after we did it before and then put my name in the list. But, like, to put it in before, I was just like, I'm out of the mood.
Did you
this is strange to me.
Did you say, I didn't make the list?
I did not make the list.
And walk out.
You know, a year ago, I knew this story happened before. I remember it was talked about. I think even Danny DeVito talked about it, like, on The Tonight Show. But I found the clip of Danny DeVito being interviewed by Drew Barrymore on The Drew Barrymore Show last year. And she brought up the list to him. And it's pretty awesome. Like, and it's just so weird because I know she's recently been in the news about how, like, close she was sitting to the first lady and, like, all that kind of stuff. And in this clip, she's on her knees holding, like, Danny DeVito's arms, like, please tell me you don't have the list. And here's the moment between her and Danny DeVito.
Did you ever come across it?
Well, you know, as a matter of fact, I've been meaning to talk to you about this. Some of the names on that. No, I did make it. I made a copy of it, and it's going to be in my autobiography. No, I never came across it.
So you never saw it?
No, I never saw it.
Okay, well,
your secret's safe with me.
Okay, good. I felt it was because I never heard anything about it.
I didn't know.
She is kind of an oddball, though. And I really like her, but sometimes she is a little cringy.
You know, honestly, after seeing that, it made me a little less like, that was weird with her and the First Lady, because at least that's like, oh, no, that's, I just don't watch her show. I'm like, oh, I guess that's just her thing. Like, she just awkwardly gets too close to her guests.
She does. She's a close talker.
But she was on her knees. It was weird. Danny's like, I don't mind. Yeah. I'll put her on the list. Oh, there it is. Sorry.
I'll watch it all day.
Oh, Danny DeVito. Rock on. Set that anywhere, Danny.
What? Are you getting too excited over there?
Did you drop your list?
Did you drop your list?
I did. I'm putting it on the whiteboard for you guys.
It's over now. The Daily Migs
Show. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.